you know, from over yonder because it's just so big compared to all the other houses around it. And even on your codes for the building bulk and scale, its visual impact on the landscape is something. And I've gotten several texts and emails from various neighbors, and they said they're all good with the 35 feet because they all understand he wants the rooms for his family. And, you know, there's no problem with that. It's just the 15 feet extra makes a big difference over there. And if I remember right, I may not have the exact measurement. If I'm wrong, I apologize. I think he said the top floor or the bottom of the window for the top floor is already 36. So it's already over. And I did have one lady, what was it she asked? I can't remember. So I guess that one's not important. So anyway, they sent me over to say all that. So here I am. Oh, I remember what it was. That she wanted me to ask, make the comment that last time we were in here, he did not have the permit to go to the height that he is. And as far as she knew, construction was still going on and still doesn't have the permit to do the height that he is. That's, I don't know about that one, but that's what she asked. Thank you.
All right, is there anybody else that's going to speak on behalf or against this project?
I'm his neighbor. I don't have no issues on this height.
Can you state your name, please?
Oh, my name is Bruce Boucheri, and I'm his neighbor on 621 Lakeshore Drive. We don't have any issue on his height. And we have a bunch of the building and apartments. End of the Lakeshore Drive is all 5, 6, 7s. It's so high. And they already had that one there.
Where are you at on that in relation to
on
that?
The first one's on the left hand side. Yes, okay. That one.
Okay, perfect.
And my neighbor, I talked to them, I told them, and they said they can't get here because he has a diabetes and health problem. And he said he don't have no issue either.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So I wasn't here the night that they originally came, so there's maybe some things I'm missing here, but you guys can kind of fill me in on your thoughts on this. That would be great.
My issue is the pool room was father, and he's addressed that. And that's leaving the building. That's my concern. That area, you're probably at some point in time, my future's going to have a high rise in that area. So I don't have an issue with the height and getting a variance for it. My concern is
safety.
I'd agree. Not only that, the structural engineering part of it, if we've gone through and we've had engineers that have backed up everything that's going on there.
That's so huge.
But mainly the sprinkler system. We know that if you have a sprinkler system, you know, the likelihood of you making it out and making it through is very good.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine doing a structure like that without one, knowing what that situation can be.
Well, I could say if you're on the top floor and there was a fire and you're on the backside, first of all, getting the fire department there safely would be challenging, but then you've got escapes plus sprinkler that really helps.
Yeah, but this has been addressed.
Yeah. So.
And that was the situation I had last time.
I think Dr. Bakri has done a good job of addressing the height, the safety, the engineering piece of it. The piece that I still struggle with is it's not necessary to go that high. We had other options. There was not an undue hardship that forced this. We could have built to the side, to the back. I think I asked the question, why didn't we? And there was there's some electrical lines under there was the question.
That the structural engineer actually studied that as well.
It's 1.84 acres, and we're saying that 900 square feet
could be built. If we build anything in front of the property, my neighbors will have
complete blockage of the front. So because they are higher than me, and as I go forward, even if I build two stories, it's not going to be good look for the neighbors. This one thing. The other thing, I need to connect this house to the building that I have right now. Otherwise, I'm going to have two separate buildings. We have connection to this structure that keep the rest of the house where we need kitchen, we need laundry room as a family. So we need to have this connected. If we do it in the front, there is electric wire, but there is also complete separation between the house and the other property by the garage. And the other side, it is very slope, and you cannot really build without, you know, having problem with this slope. And the structural engineer have seen and have looked at all of that, and he has also agreed with that. Main issue, main concern is to have a building connected to the house that I have right now. That's the whole concern, to keep the family one family. To keep my kids who love their cousins and the brothers and sisters to be in the same house, not in different building.
You couldn't have done that two stories but twice as wide?
No, it cannot be, because I have to leave certain distance from my neighbor, and I have to leave certain distance from the back as well. So I took a picture about that, because there is something that's very forgotten. This area that I built this building on was at least 15 feet of dirt up. Okay. This is the building right now. I wish I could make it. So this is the building. Mm-hmm. This is my fence. This is the neighbor. It's 15 feet higher than me. That's the four-story building. This picture was taken yesterday. Mr. Scott came and took pictures from the front, Mr. Scott can talk about that. And we didn't change anything other than we start putting some roof to prevent all of this water damage and the snow that's gonna come. But everything has been since Mr. Scott came first time. We did few changes inside that we know it's not gonna, you know, it's not against the rules. But everything is as Mr. Scott saw before and took pictures, and nobody had concern about blocking the view or, you know, this is a very, I give you a picture of.
I think we determined there's no view of the lake. You're not blocking a view from neighbors across the way. That was a concern that was eliminated. That's not the case.
This is an area of the addition.
Okay.
If I build something here, all of the front neighbors will not be happy with it. This is very bad corner. And all of this land is approved for 100 feet height. Not only
is that
true?
Yeah, city, hall, or city, commercial.
It's city. It's commercial. Oh, next to us is Canicoc Owens. Yeah. It's all commercial.
So they could very easily build something 10 stories high.
Yeah. It is a piece
right next door to it.
Yeah. Well, the chief concern that I could instantly see would be safety, fire.
Right.
Sprinklers, straps. I mean, wind would be detrimental on this, but it seems like J&M has done a great job.
I think all those issues have been addressed.
Which is like the hoops have been there and the hoops are being jumped through.
Yeah.
So. Okay, thank you. I would suggest if there's not any further discussion, maybe I should have a motion.
I'd move to grab an area in the case of 20 to 24 days to allow him to finish the construction on the building that he started.
Okay. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that, Scott? Okay. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Okay. 4-1. Approved.
So you may have heard the decision of record spiel before, but Marla will generate a copy that she mails you and then make arrangements with her in the office to have it notarized and then recorded.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to really try to watch our clock tonight because we're at the pace we're going, we're going to be here all night. So bear with me, but if you come up to speak and up the top left corner there, we'll have a clock. You can see it. It's at zeros right now. We're going to try to keep our eye on that tonight so we can move on through this. All right, next up is 20-07A with an appeal with L&J Log Cabins.
L&J Log Cabins, Richdale LLC, seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of Division 3 Special Use Permit 20-34. On December 14th, 2020, the Taney County Planning Commission denied Special Use Division 3 Permit 20-34 request by L&J Log Cabins, Richdale LLC, seeking approval for nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 1485 Jones Road, Richdale. Planning Commission's motion included to deny the application was based on general compatibility due to there were no other nightly rentals adjacent to the applicant's parcel. L&J Log Cabin, Richdale LLC is requesting the Board of Adjustment to appeal and reverse the denial of Division 3 Special Use Permit 2034. To allow the nightly rental use in the existing single-family home.
Okay.
Okay. So, location-wise, this is 86 Highway Jones. To the left of our pictures, Long Creek Bridge. This is Highway 65. Of course, the parcel's highlighted. Zooming in on the parcel. Here's a close view of the parcel. Here's a slide that was shown at the planning and zoning hearing. The circle is a denied Division 3 application for nightly rental. The stars are planning approved special use nightly rental permits, and there's one here. Subject property is located here. So if the Board of Adjustment would approve, and I won't read the five pages, it's your standard. If anybody has any questions, it's the standard nightly rental that we've seen for special use permit. And if the Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal, then these decision of record items would be required for the Division 3 Permit 2034, unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hi, my name is Michelle Torres, and I represent L&J Log Cabins. I also represent Branson Vacation Retreats, who will manage the nightly rental if approved. We have quite a few nightly rentals, very experienced in dealing with it, and keeping the peace and harmony between me and other neighbors. In your packet, you should have had a letter from a neighbor that we are there. There is at 180 Thomas Trail. On 6 acres, we have a 6-bedroom house there. There is not a vacation rental adjacent to that property.